Welcome, 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 friends and family. Thank you for joining me. My name is Gail Manizak. If you're new to this channel, with City Changers Illinois and Morningstar Ministry Group. Today we're going to be talking about the disciples, the three disciples that the Lord Jesus invited up onto the mountain with him in Matthew 17. I pray that you receive nuggets and nuggets and nuggets of gold from this one chapter. I pray that God will download revelation to you, revelation knowledge, and that it will stay, that every seed that falls today that means something for you will stay with you. So the three disciples, they see how great Jesus is here, actually. It begins 6 days after that, Jesus asked Peter and the two brothers, James and John, to go with him. Jesus led them up a high mountain by themselves. Peter, James, and John saw Jesus change right in front of them. He became different to look at. His face was bright like the sun. His clothes became very white and they shone brightly. Then Moses and Elijah appeared right in front of the three disciples. Can you just imagine that? You know, if you were one of the three disciples, what you would feel like. They were talking with Jesus. Moses and Elijah were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, well, the disciples were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you want, please let me build three huts. One hut will be for you, one hut will be for Moses, and one hut will be for Elijah. So when Peter was still speaking, a bright cloud appeared and it covered them all. And a voice spoke from the cloud and it said, this is my son and I love him. He makes me very happy. Listen to him. The disciples heard the voice and they threw themselves down to the ground. They were frightened. They were very frightened. But Jesus came to them and he touched them and he said, stand up. Do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they could not see anyone else. Only Jesus was there with them. And while they were walking down the mountain, Jesus said to the three disciples, you must not tell anyone now about the things that you have just seen. And one day the Son of Man will die and then he will become alive again. Then you can tell the people about these things. So this was their secret until after Jesus' death and resurrection. And then in verse 10, it says, then the three disciples said to Jesus, the teachers of God's law say that God's prophet Elijah must return first before the Messiah comes. Why do they say this? And Jesus replied, he said, yes, Elijah does come first. He gets everything ready. But I tell you that Elijah has already come. People did not recognize him. They did to him all the things that they wanted to do. And in the same way, they will also give me, the Son of Man, great pain. Then the disciples understood that he was really talking about John the Baptist. Then Jesus and the three disciples reached the place where the crowd was, and a man came to Jesus. And he went down on his knees. He got down on his knees in front of Jesus and he said to him, please, sir, be kind to my son. He cannot control his body. Sometimes he does not know what he is doing. Often he falls into the fire or he falls into water. I brought the boy to your disciples, but they could not make him well. So Jesus replied to him, he said, "You people today still do not believe in God. You've turned away from him. I have been with you for a long time, and still you do not believe. It is difficult for me to be patient with you." Then Jesus said to the man, "Bring the boy here to me." And Jesus said to the bad spirit, or the evil spirit, "Stop." Then the bad spirit left the boy, and immediately he became well again. Praise God. Praise God. Verse 19, when the disciples were alone with Jesus, they asked him, "Why could we not make that evil spirit leave the boy?" And Jesus replied, he said, "You could not do it because you do not trust God very much. So I tell you this, you may believe in God only a little bit, like a very small seed. Even then, you could say to this mountain, 'Go away from this place and move to the other place.' Then it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you to do." Jesus then said, "This kind of spirit will not leave a person unless you pray and you do not eat for a time." So he's talking about fasting and prayer here. Sometimes the Bible says certain spirits don't go but by fasting and prayer. If I did not say so in the beginning, I am reading and speaking out of the easy version. So not one person that would hear this would not be able to understand it. So as we continue, when Jesus and his disciples all met together in Galilee, he said, "Soon they will deliver the Son of Man to powerful people. They will kill him, but 3 days after that, he will become alive again." And when the disciples heard that, they were very sad. After that, Jesus and his disciples, arrived at Capernaum. Some men who received taxes for the temple went to talk to Peter, and they asked him, "Does your teacher pay the tax for the temple?" Peter answered them, "Yes, my teacher does pay the tax." Then Peter returned to the house where Jesus was staying, and before Peter could say anything, Jesus spoke to him first, and he said, "Here is a question for you to answer, Simon. Who are the people who must pay taxes and money to the kings in this world? Do the rulers take taxes from their own people, or do they take taxes from other people?" "They take the taxes from other people," Peter replied to him. Jesus said to Peter, he said, "This means that people from the ruler's own country do not need to pay anything, but we do not want to make these men who take the tax angry. So go to the lake and throw out a line to catch a fish. Pull up the fish that you catch on your line, open the mouth of the fish, and you will find a coin inside it. Take that coin and give it to those who receive taxes for the temple. And this will be enough money for both my tax and yours."